hello and welcome to the Isobody Coaching Podcast. Today's podcast is going to be, we're going to be talking about some meal ideas. So we're going to be covering, we have a recipe that we use quite a bit. And it's going to be used in a crock pot. So it's going to be called, it's a sweet and sour crock pot dish. So,
With chicken.
So yep. It's a great dish. Tastes amazing. And we're gonna be pairing it with some different foods from the 400 to 600 calorie meal idea.
You know, it's so helpful to use the crock pots. It allows you so much freedom during the day when you come home, whether you have a family or whether you don't. It just gives you those meals for that night or that day. And then it allows you to prep some extra meals. They're fresh, they're organic, they're brainless. It's so easy to throw everything in. We make them so they marriage very well with the 400 to 600 calorie meal ideas. So you can use them on your 9-day and 30-day. And you know what, guys? It's not dieting. These foods that we eat, Scott and I have done for many, many years, and it's just being creative. So I hope that you like this one because we definitely love it. Again, it's called the sweet and sour chicken. So I'm going to write down your ingredients. And remember when you're doing these podcasts, at any time you can hit the pause, and that allows you to write these down so that you're not frantic when we're speeding up too quickly. So remember that pause button. So the ingredients is going to be one can of no sugar added pineapple, and it can be crushed or chunks. 1/4 cup of organic palm sugar or agave. 1/4 cup of rice vinegar, no sugar added. 3 tablespoons of low gluten-free tamari soy sauce, or you can use what we use, coconut aminos. Your option is to add 2 tablespoons of corn starch. I don't do that, but you can. We've done it that way. It's up to you. 2 to 3 whole garlic cloves, 1 tablespoon of grated fresh ginger, or you can do what I do. I get about 1 inch or 1.5 inches of the fresh organic ginger, and I cut it in little cubes or slice it. We'll go into that, why we do that. 2 pounds of free-range, skinless, boneless chicken breast. And what we do is we try to get about 6 5-ounce servings. 1 cup of chopped tricolor bell peppers. And 1 cup of chopped onions. And then 1/2 cup of the baby carrots. So that's our ingredients. Now we're going to go into the crock pot. What I want you guys to do is take a napkin, a white napkin or a white paper towel, and go ahead and pour a little bit of extra organic virgin olive oil on that and just kind of wipe the sides. It just keeps the cleanup when you're done a little bit easier. Do not pour. Yeah.
Wipe around the crock. Okay.
And you guys, don't pour this in there. Put it on a cloth so that we know we're just, it's just for cleanup. That's all it is. It's just for cleanup. And then, so you're going to layer, we make these as easy as possible. Could we make them where you're pouring the oil and things are great and tasting wonderful, but you guys are going to have some too many extra calories added. So remember, this is made so that we can prep and have some meals left over. So we're going to go from the bottom up. You can put in all of your ingredients, throw everything in except the chicken. And then get a spoon or whatever you want to do, fork, and mix everything up. Just mix it up till all the sugar or the agave, everything is mixed up. Once you do that, set the chicken breasts on top. The reason being is because we really like to have the proper amount of protein. If you chunk the chicken up and cut it up in strips, and oh yeah, it's pretty. But the problem is we're not getting enough protein for each meal. So that's why we do take the chicken breast and we layer them on top. We just set them on top. I don't care if you pour some sauce on the top of them. Right. It doesn't matter. But we want to make sure that the chicken breasts are not cut up for that reason. So then you put those on top, cover it up, cook it on 3 to 4 hours on low. Now here's the deal. Every crock pot and microwave and oven are different. We cook ours and ours about 3 to 4 hours. We don't want our chicken super dry. It's not moist. It's completely done. The vegetables that we like, the tenderness is going to be exactly 3 to 4 hours. Your job is don't open that lid up until 3 hours of cooking, because then you can go in and check the breast. But every time you're peeking it, it takes the whole condensation crock cooking away. So make sure after 3 hours, you're going to go ahead and check that chicken breast and poke your vegetables, see, you know, how you know the tenderness, but it should be completely done at that point. Now we're going to go through that one more time. Your ingredients: 1 20-ounce can of no sugar added pineapple, crushed or chunked. I do not drain it. 1/4 cup of palm sugar or agave. 1/4 cup of rice vinegar, no sugar added. 3 tablespoons of low sodium gluten-free tamari, or we use coconut aminos. Option: 2 tablespoons of cornstarch. You do not need to add that. 2 to 3 whole garlic cloves. Honestly, because Scott doesn't like them chunked, you can do it also. We pick them out. 1 tablespoon of grated ginger. You can either grate it. I think it takes so long. I do chunks, and I go about 1 to 1.5 inches of ginger, and I just chunk it up or cube it, slice it, doesn't matter. It just is amazing taste. It's very, very, it's good for inflammation. So again, we want about two pounds of chicken, free range, skinless, boneless chicken breast. And that we're looking for is about 6 5-ounce pieces. 1 cup of chopped tricolor bell peppers, all the different colors cut up. 1 cup of chopped onion and 1/2 cup of baby carrots. So you've already heard how you put it in there and cook it. So, you know, we love this one.
Yeah, this is one of our favorites. And you know, obviously once you know it's all done, you want to have something else with it. So one of the things that we do is we pair it with a couple of items from the 400 to 600 calorie meal idea sheet. And so we use about 1/2 cup of brown rice,
cooked
brown rice, and 6 asparagus spears. And then we'll make a small salad. Now, you know, a small salad, that's a kind of a relative term. It could be, you know,
it doesn't need to be 14 pounds. Just honestly, like portion control, guys.
Right. Just like a cereal bowl. That'd be considered like a small
salad.
Okay,
now that just opened up a herd of cattle because that's
large, large cereal bowls.
So again, this is supposed to fit on a plate, the small salad, but we love the fact that when the crock pot's done, we can take 1/2 cup of the cook, put it on a plate, and then layer everything else.
Right. And it's plenty of food. You know, it'll fill up that, you know, Pyrex container.
We like the 5 to 7 inch.
You'll fill that up, you know, and it's going to be very low calorie.
And it's beautiful. If you think about taking, and again, Scott and I don't do the 1 meal and 2 shakes. We do the 2 meals and the 2 shakes. It's going to stick with 1/2 cup in each of those dishes. You would have 2 of those for the day. And obviously you don't put your salad in that dish, but you do put the asparagus and you do put the brown rice and you have your mixture, the chicken breast. It's so pretty. It's right. Beautiful. Rainbow
and
colors.
And it tastes amazing.
It's amazing. So, you know, you can use the organic coconut sugars, the palm sugar, or you can use, if you want to go a little lower glycemic, then use your agave. You don't need the honey, but it's perfect. We do keep the juice from the pineapple. A lot of people drain it. We don't. We keep that because we like that juice.
Right. Now, what if somebody wants to really cut back on the sugars? Can they go and use like stevia?
Oh, absolutely.
Or some other?
Yeah, you can use about 1/2 of the amount of agave, and then you would sprinkle on some stevia. You can make it as sweet as you want, but when you do sweeten it, if you want it sweeter, you would use the stevia or the xylitol at this point. You would not be putting any more coconut sugar or agave on at that point. You would go ahead and use the stevia. Okay. Everybody likes something a little bit different, but this is so yummy. Now, let me tell you another secret. When you go and buy rice vinegar, there's the one the man made, and how you tell is how it's fermented. If you get true, real rice vinegar, it has no sugar. If you get the ones where they're putting in the high fructose corn syrup and they're putting in all these other sugars, you're not getting rice vinegar, the one we're talking about. So that's why I said no sugar added, because it will taste like amazing, but it doesn't have any sugar in it. So we want to make sure that you do check that.
Right. all those sugars add up. You get a sugar from this, sugar from that.
Yeah. And the pineapple, please, you're not eating the whole pineapple. It is crushed or cubed. We're using it just because we're not dieting. Isagenix, we don't diet. We're living a lifestyle. And this is beautiful. We hit all the rainbow colors. We've got things for anti-inflammation in here. I mean, this is a beautiful recipe. Yeah.
Okay, well, we hope you guys give this a try, and you're gonna
love it. I'm cleansing today, so this is not going to happen for you,
yeah,
buddy.
No,
I'm sorry.
We're not going to have this tonight.
Okay.
So anyways,
enjoy.
Again, thank you again for joining us, and we will see you next time.
Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Earning levels for Isagenix independent associates that appear in this publication are examples and should not be construed as typical or average. Income level achievements are dependent upon the individual associate's business skills, personal ambition, time, commitment, activity, and demographic factors. For average earnings, see the Isagenix independent associate earnings statement found at www.isagenixearnings.com. The weight loss testimonials presented only apply to the individuals depicted, cannot be guaranteed, and should not be considered typical. A 2008 university study showed statistically significant weight loss of 7 pounds during the first 9 days of the cleansing and fat-burning system. As with any health or fitness program, a sensible eating plan and regular exercise are required in order to achieve long-term weight loss. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isagenix products or making any other dietary changes. Discontinue if an adverse event occurs.